Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
I begin our message today by reading a few verses of Scripture. Psalms 35, verses 5 and 6 say, "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun." Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." Proverbs 16:3, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed." Psalms 1, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers." Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my will and make it Thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart. It is Thine own. It shall be Thy royal throne. Take my love. My Lord, I pour at Thy feet its treasures store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for Thee. Lord, I give my life to Thee, Thine forever more to be. The words of this song express a very serious commitment. We should sing such songs to the Lord with a true heart. I believe many of the songwriters who have left us with hymns to sing in worship to God made an effort to touch our hearts so that there would be a faithful and dedicated commitment to Jesus Christ as our Lord. Let me share some more verses of an old hymn. "I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one. He is the just one. He has the words of life. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what He saith, do what He willeth. He is the living way. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still I will enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free, Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Well, not everyone held such a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. We read about Judas Iscariot and how he walked with Jesus as an apostle, but he never really made a wholehearted commitment to Jesus. His heart was held by his desire for money. His heart was not true. And finally, the temptation to betray Jesus for the bribe money led him to choose such a tragic fate for his life. When Jesus was confronted by the rich young ruler one day, who came wanting to know what he could do to inherit eternal life, well, Jesus knew that his riches held his heart. He would have to give up that which prevented him from doing all that he needed to do. That day, the man left the presence of Jesus with a sad heart. There was no full commitment to follow Jesus. The scriptures tell us of the conversation that Jesus had with some of the folks who were traveling along with him one day. And one man said that he would follow Jesus wherever he went. But Jesus encouraged him to count the cost of such a commitment. And Jesus told him that he had nowhere to lay his head. Another one said to him that he would follow him, but he needed to wait until he buried his father. Well, Jesus knew that the man's heart was torn between his following him or losing out in his relationship with his father. I'm reminded of King Saul and King Solomon. These two kings began leading the people of God according to God's will, but their unfaithfulness to God led them to show their lack of honor to the Almighty. Saul, the first king of Israel, became very prideful and full of jealousy, and he failed to follow the commands of God. And then Solomon, the son of King David, let the influence of foreign wives lead him to set up idols in the land of God and before the people. And he himself worshipped these gods. Well, we also read of Saul of Tarsus and of his conversion to Christ Jesus. He never returned to the life that he lived before Christ. He followed Jesus faithfully all of his life. And the difference in Saul and these others is the resolve to have God be first and foremost in life. It is a great time when we hang a new calendar on the wall, as we have recently, to consider what we need to do to be dedicated to the Lord, as we should be. More and more in our world, the loyalty to God and His righteousness is maligned and it is rejected. We face the opposition of the darkness of this world to the light of truth to which we hold in Christ Jesus. We must be resolved to let Jesus be Lord over our lives. Praying diligently will give us strength. Studying the Word of God will keep our paths straight as we apply each and every command that God has given. When we worship and praise our God, this is an avenue through which God works to direct us in His own ways, and He fills our hearts with a sense of need and a desire to please Him because He has loved us.
More than anything. take your place, forever take your love away. Someday I will see you face to face, look into your eyes and say,
for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.